Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries Radio Broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord.
One of the last studies we did was in Daniel chapter 7, so this kind of supplements that study. But where we left off in that part of Revelation chapter 2, we had broke down Revelation chapter 2 because it is a whole lot of revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, even in days such as these, as being in the end times. We are talking about the Church of Pergamos. I'm probably not pronouncing that correctly, but anyhow, Revelation chapter 2, we're going to start with verses 12. And it says, to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things saith he which have the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even the most days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught the law to cast a stumbling block for the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to communicate fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly. I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth, and he that heareth, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, this is very important, will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and a stone, a new name written with no, which no man knoweth, save in he that receiveth it. So we're going to stop there. That is, for those of you just tuning in, that's chapter 2 of Revelation 12 through 17. All right. So we were just recently, we're talking a great bit about spiritual warfare, and then we do have several supplements to go into with the prophetic. But in particular, the Lord had stated even in the book of, in that gospel, Matthew chapter 24, when the disciples came and approached Jesus Christ with a particular question, which stated, how will we know that the end is near? Okay? And the first thing that the Lord made mention of is a deception. That's the very first thing that Jesus Christ made mention of to his disciples. That be not deceived, okay? And it's important that we understand that the end cannot come unless there are certain things that are performed in manifestations, the prophetic, that takes place in the earth. And then he goes on to say that these are just the beginning of sorrows. So we see these things taking place even now. One of the things that the Lord had spoken of, except there be a falling away. Most of us recognize that many people are not with us that started out with us. That is a prophetic that the Lord had even shared with us. That many are not walking in the faith that they have been established on from the very beginning. They don't think like us anymore. They don't act like we do. They think that they can have their foot in the world and following after Jesus Christ, and it doesn't work that way. Either you're going to have all or you're going to have nothing. That's what the Lord said. He requires a complete surrender to the will and purpose of Christ. And even now, we see many afflictions, okay, of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. So we want to make sure that we're not deceived, because the enemy presents, but very before us, he presents a situation and a scenario that he wants us to look at with our natural eye, instead of looking at it with our spiritual eye. And that's one of the things that he shared with us, even through the seer prophets, which is those books that we're in, with Isaiah and with Jeremiah and with Ezekiel and with here, John the Revelator, in the book spiritual things. And the enemy comes in too, to have us see things with a natural eye instead of having us see it spiritually, so that we can righteously judge situations and walk uprightly before the Lord. And even as the Lord had the prophet Isaiah to walk barefoot and naked for 3 years to show the children of Israel, hey, this is what's going to take place if you do not turn towards the true and living God. This is what's going to happen if you do not surrender and repent and turn from your wicked ways and seek the Lord Jesus, his face with your whole heart, okay? Not half-stepping, okay? Understand that, because the enemy tries to come in and he presents all sorts of forms of deception to make us go astray and to leave what we know to be the true and righteous way. The Bible had even said to us that many in the last days, there will be perilous times, and many people will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And here in the book of Revelation, he even addresses some of these. Okay? I know the works and even where thou dwellest. Now, this is the church of Pergamos, which the Lord saith that he that hath a sharp sword with two edges. So he addressed this. Now, in the other chapters, he said, this is he who is the first and last, the beginning and the end. So that he was revealing himself as the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, here he's talking about, when he addresses things, he's talking about judgment. He's saying that he's coming with the sword of the Spirit, which we know to be the word